I'm Michael Lyon, and this is Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. On Saturday, August 13th, Aqua Africa will be hosting their second annual Aqua Run. Bui Tugt is the organization's executive director and co-founder. Good morning. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and catch up on what you're doing. But let's talk about the run first of all. It sounds like a long way, 10K.
10K, but it's a relay.
A relay race. Okay, well, that's good. But there is a catch, right? It's not just a race. What will the runners be doing?
Well, the runners will be carrying a half a gallon of water. It's a hydration pack on their back. And the purpose of the race is for them to understand what women go through every single day in transporting water in developing countries.
So the distance, the 10K, is sometimes the distance that women have to actually go to find and not always clean, fresh water, but just water of some kind.
Exactly. In this case, you would do it. You would break it off amongst five people, which would equate to about 1.2K per person. But in many cases, women in developing countries, they would do the 10K, which is 6 miles on their own per day.
And they carry the water containers to the place, and frequently they have to wait long, long periods of time and then carry the full containers back.
Exactly, 3 to 4 hours a day. And you got to imagine you're carrying half a gallon, and that's broken up into five people. Women have to do that on their own in most cases, wait 4 hours, transport it back. That takes away a lot from their economic progress, of course.
The proceeds from the race are going toward the installation of a new water system, I understand.
Yeah, last year we've been fortunate enough to be sponsored by Greater Omaha Packing, and with their support, we built a water tank that's providing 2,500 people clean, treated water per day. And this year, we'll be able to do the same thing in November, which we upped it, and Lampe Rynearson helped us actually design a better system. And we're going to be able to serve around 3,500 people per day with the new tank we're installing in November.
So listeners are invited to gather a team of five and sign up. There is a cost per person. It's $20. But you do have a matching grant for every team.
Yeah. Teams could actually go out to small businesses, get team sponsorship for $500. And if they're unable to do that and they need our help, we're able to help them find companies to be able to do that as well. And around 10 companies in Omaha, small businesses have offered sponsorships for teams that are interested in participating.
So simply by running the race, people can raise over $500 for the people of South Sudan.
Yeah, and last year we've been fortunate enough to raise $15,000, and this year we're looking at around $20,000. Which goes towards the cost of the tank, which costs us about $70,000.
The website for the Aqua Run is aqua-run.org. The website for the organization is aqua-africa.org. I know things are not always easy, just being able to get the equipment and into these areas and get the installations done. South Sudan returned to civil war July 10th with renewed fighting. What sort of problems does that pose for you in being able to carry out your mission?
The biggest obstacle and challenge that we face in these conditions is just logistics. Transporting our material from one portion of the country, a lot of it is imported from neighboring country, Uganda or Ethiopia. So to bring it through the roads, actually provide our communities with what they need with the water system, it's just the logistics is what gives us the biggest obstacle and the biggest challenge.
Yeah. You're very much hands-on. You don't sit here in Omaha and just have other people do this. How much time do you spend in South Sudan?
About a third of my time is spent in South Sudan. So I spend a third of the year in South Sudan, and then the other here in the United States with strategic planning and fundraising.
And I know that you, when you're there, safety is a consideration, and you do take some steps to make sure you're not a target. What do you do?
Yeah, well, I take simple steps. I mean, and those simple steps, including when I'm in the country, I try to go what in South Sudan is called a Bora Bora, and that's just a motorcycle that you hop on the back of somebody, and it's very cheap means of transport to get around. So I usually use motorcycle in country, and when I need to travel to remote areas, I specifically plan that ahead, and taking simple steps like that is what I hope prevents me and then actually praying. So
an executive director who's living the mission. And I want to just ask you, we've got about a half a minute left, but you did install a system in the community of Motoyo last year, and you returned to the community several months later to speak to the people about what this has meant to them. Can you just highlight some of the things that they said to you?
Well, it's very interesting because you go back and just ask them about their health, how has that changed? And the remarkable thing with providing access to clean water, that change happens almost immediately. I mean, you provide access to clean water the week after, stomach aches, headaches, and things of that nature change. And I had the opportunity to interview a woman, and she expressed her gratitude for what happened. So that was very touching.
Buitut, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.
The website is aqua-run.org.